The Coast Guard is still assisting the crew of Shell's drill rig Kulik. Shell spokesman Curtis Smith is at the Unified Command Center, where the Coast Guard, Shell, and state officials are monitoring the situation. Smith says currently the rig is stable.
We have two secure tow lines to the Kulik, one from the tugboat Alert and one from the Ivic. That's obviously extremely welcome news given the difficulty we were having in securing this rig in pretty severe weather conditions.
The vessels are about 20 miles south of Kodiak Island. They have had trouble since last week when the Avik, the vessel towing the Kulik, had engine failure. The situation was complicated by severe weather and a tow line that snapped, setting the massive drill rig adrift. The Coast Guard cutter Alex Haley is on scene along with Shell's vessel, the Nanook. Smith says the guardsman has gone north to check on approaching weather conditions as well as looking for a sheltered place to take the Kulik. Smith says the weather had quieted but is now picking up again.
Tonight, another portion of this storm is expected in that region, so possibly 20 to 30-foot swells and winds potentially over 60 miles per hour. So very, very severe.
The crew of the Coast Guard cutter Alex Haley returned to the Kulik's location last evening after repairing their fouled port propeller in Kodiak and relieved the crew of the Coast Guard cutter Spar as on-scene commander. Coast Guard MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter crews from Air Station Kodiak are preparing to deploy several technicians aboard the Kulik. The technicians will inspect the current condition of the tow lines on the drilling unit.